Toxic mining approved in Boundary Waters. The approval of toxic sulfide mining in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is a stark reminder of the Trump administration's prioritization of corporate interests over environmental concerns. By overturning a 20-year ban on mining in the Superior National Forest, the administration has effectively desecrated one of the country's most iconic wilderness areas. The move is likely to have far-reaching consequences for the environment and local communities, who will be disproportionately affected by the increased pollution and industrial development. The Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is a beloved destination for outdoor enthusiasts and nature lovers alike. Its pristine waters and untouched landscapes are a testament to the beauty and wonder of the natural world. However, with this approval, the area's wilderness character is under threat from the toxic pollutants that will inevitably accompany mining operations. The Sierra Club has long been a vocal advocate for environmental protection and conservation. In response to the administration's decision, the organization's executive director released a statement condemning the move as a sellout of one of America's most iconic wilderness areas. The statement highlights the potential harm that toxic sulfide mining will cause to the environment and public health. The approval of this proposal sets a worrying precedent for environmental protection in the U.S. If corporate interests are allowed to override environmental concerns, it could have devastating consequences for our natural heritage. The decision is likely to be met with widespread opposition from environmental groups and local communities. The mining industry has long been a contentious issue in the U.S., with many arguing that it poses significant environmental risks. However, this proposal goes beyond mere regulation, as it seeks to overturn a 20-year ban on mining in the Superior National Forest. The implications of this decision will be felt far beyond the affected area. The Trump administration's decision is likely to have significant economic and social impacts on local communities. Many residents of Minnesota rely on tourism and outdoor recreation for their livelihoods, which could be severely disrupted by increased pollution and industrial development. The approval of toxic sulfide mining in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is a stark reminder of the need for robust environmental regulations and enforcement. Without strong safeguards in place, corporate interests can often override environmental concerns, leading to devastating consequences for our natural heritage. The Sierra Club's efforts to protect the environment and promote conservation are crucial in this context. The organization's dedication to grassroots activism, public education, lobbying, and legal action will be essential in opposing this proposal and fighting for environmental justice. As the U.S. moves forward with increased industrial development and mining operations, it is essential that we prioritize environmental protection and conservation. The approval of toxic sulfide mining in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness serves as a stark reminder of the need for strong regulations and enforcement to safeguard our natural heritage.